sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. Can we quiet down a little bit? All right, it's April 15th, Public Safety and Neighborhood Services. Everyone is present. We're going to start with the interlocal agreement for the Metropolitan Parks District.
Yeah, so this is fairly simple because of the way you set up the district with it being city limits and ex officio. The intent of this really is just it's a funding mechanism for additional enhancements to our parks. And so this interlocal basically says that, you know, it's kind of just funneling the money onto for the projects that the city would do. But it also makes it really clear that all the parks are still owned by the city. All the decisions about the city's parks are made by the city. And then probably the biggest aspect of this whole thing is that it commits that the finance director or the treasurer of this district would be our finance director. And that actually took us a few months to get approval from Steve Oliver,
yeah, Steve
the treasurer.
Steve Oliver wanted to do it, huh?
There's been some experiences in some other counties where they asked their treasurer to approve that, and then they kind of had a blow up with their finance folks in the small little towns, and then the town would say, oh, we changed our mind, please take it back. And so he was concerned about that. He was concerned about, you know, well, what if the city doesn't have a mark later and you all of a sudden get all these findings and management letters? And I would, you know, so basically what he did was he reserved his right to take it back from us in the future, and we didn't disagree with that. You know, if he feels uncomfortable with that, it's no skin off our back. It's still just transferring money on to the project. So you'll see a letter, you know, Exhibit A here basically just commits to our finance, you know, him approving that. And then so what will occur is the council can vote, can obviously approve this agreement now, and we can put that on the website to inform voters. Once, if voters say yes to the district, then you would then put on your other hat in November and approve it as the district too. And then you would take a secondary vote to officially request that the treasurer designate the finance director as the treasurer, and so we're all good to go. So we're really just trying to line up our ducks now to make sure that our community is well informed of how the governance will work.
Can I make a suggestion, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
We're number four, where it says it's the authority of the city. Would it be possible and or legal to add a sentence in there saying that we shall have the sole authority, blah, 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 with the, how would we word that? With the...
Are you trying to bring PERTAB in?
Yes, I'm trying to bring PERTAB in, where we could, with the review of Park Recreation Trails Advisory Board.
But so I think they already say they're...
Yeah, so our city code already requires that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, city law already requires review by PERTAB.
Okay.
PERTAB is appointed by
the
mayor,
but
your body
sure.
For recommendations.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
And we'll absolutely do that. And there may have been some confusion from PERTAB as to what their power is. And as I've said before, I think largely it's all related to the fact that they just haven't had stuff to do because we haven't had any money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really think all this will go away once if voters approve this.
If voters approve this, I'm going to be very excited.
They'll be very busy making recommendations to you. And yeah.
My question is, do we need to do this now, or can we just set it aside, and if it passes, then we just bring it up that day, that night when we're doing everything?
We
do bring up the interlocal, and then...
Totally up to you. The reason why I was bringing it now was, one, I wanted you folks to see kind of how it would work, and I think it's a really just bare-bones, simple structure. But two, if you voted on now, it would be a way to tell the committee, or community, I think, here's how the interlocal is going to work. Because obviously, if you vote on it now...
Yeah.
You're not going to vote no as the ex officio parks board later. That was one thought, you know,
I'm just wondering if it would confuse people because we don't really have a parks district yet. But, I mean, you know, what do the rest of you think?
I'm comfortable doing it now.
I think we could do it
more.
The
more openness and transparent we are now, you know, the more when people start saying, well, we don't have this and we don't have that. Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be a good
to
tool.
Do the interlocal and place it on the consent agenda.
Almost second time.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a good campaign tool.
Okay. Let's see. Next.
Fee code amendment.
Fee code.
So this came to you a long time ago. You've already reviewed it once, and I think kind of what you said then was, let's just hold off till we find out about the improvements mm-hmm. to the pavilion. I don't think that there is any need to adjust these. I don't think I sent it to Greg, and I don't think we made any determination that we need to increase these because of the project. So we're just bringing it back to you. I think you wanted to hold off too to see, will we need to increase these for that project?
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe so. So we would recommend approval.
Okay.
Can we, I think the rest of council would like to talk about it. I hesitate to put it on the consent agenda because I think we should talk about it.
Oh, I agree.
Put on regular.
Yeah, well, I would move this forward to the full council with recommendation to approve.
I'll second it, but I want to ask something, a question.
Go ahead.
Other than the Old Settlers Heritage caveat that's in there, is there any other discount available for nonprofit organizations?
No. If I recall previously, your discussion was that it would be difficult to try to define who that is, how they are, if they're actually a legitimate 501c3 or not, because we have some organizations that aren't, that still do a lot of good work. And if I might be misremembering, but I think
I'm just going to throw one out because Bertella belongs to a quilting group that holds a 3-day quilt show that they're looking for a site. And I mentioned $500 a day and she said, not us. And because it's just, it's they charge $2 to get in and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I'll ask. But yeah. I'm comfortable either way, but
one thing we
see things coming up that are really good things for the community that aren't private events. Mm-hmm. They're not only are they public events, they're being run by nonprofits, and we haven't made any provision at this point.
Well, to give you an example, Ferndale Dollars for Scholars. I mean, yeah. I'm hoping someday before I die that the kitchen will be done there and I can do the Dollars for Scholars fundraising shrimp feed at the pavilion. Mm-hmm. Where I can seat more than 100 people.
Well, there's also, you're talking charitable and nonprofit, and they are two different things.
I know. Dollars for Scholars is a 501c3.
Go ahead, Sam.
I just want to mention
501c3 is nonprofit, but 501c3 is not necessarily charitable. I'm sorry. But, you know, we can do all of this later.
Yeah, as we start using the facility, these issues.
If we find an issue with people wanting to use it, but we're just too high because they are not making huge profits and whatever, we can define something later that would allow certain mm-hmm. kinds of activities. So mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with it right now.
Okay. And the rest of the council, I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion for sure. Go ahead, Sam.
The only thing I want to add was the one thing you did to try to have it like a cost-effective area of the building was you made the small meeting room at $10. And I think that's where we had settled previously, but obviously if folks can change their mind, so that's where we're at.
I went to a meeting last night in the library free of charge, so
yep.
You know, it's, we're not going to get an awful lot of use at the pavilion for $10, but there will be certain kinds of things that come along.
Any more discussion? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Thank you. Cherry Tree Trail naming.
Wouldn't that be something we could throw back to the tree board or something and let them pick out a couple
of the names?
Is this coming from the arts
committee? From the arts. But it went to the parks board already.
Oh, okay.
It did go to the parks board already. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, the parks board.
I was just going to say that the arts commission has already made a recommendation and the per tab has now agreed with their recommendation to send it to you, and I don't actually know or can
What's
say
the name?
The name.
It's being kept in secret. It's not on here. What
and,
are we
and I can't. I don't remember the name. It's Okahami.
Maybe we should bring it back next time. Yeah. Do I have a doc? Has someone given me a documentation about this?
You know, and I probably have it somewhere in my email, but I thought you had the name.
Sister City?
I don't recall.
It's not.
It means.
It's not Nimona, but yes. It's
it
not our
like
sister city.
Yeah. Like trail
cherry
of
trail
of cherry flowers or cherry blossom flower. Yeah.
But well, we can bring it next time. It's not pressing, I think. Mm-hmm. I'll see if I get documents from Marla.
Trail of cherry blossoms, or cherry blossom trail.
Well, I would like to have this discussion now. So, well, actually, there would be a little sign with the Japanese symbol for the word, and it would say in English what it was. You know, basically cherry blossom trail, and it would be for that little section of it.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm so moved.
I like it.
Also second.
And I will get the actual name for you.
Yeah. So we're moving cherry.
I'm going to put it in the English.
Cherry blossom trail?
Yes. The Japanese word for it, which the chair will supply to you
afternoon. No problem.
Yes.
So this is just permission for them to do that?
Yes, and they will have to find the money to get the sign
do
themselves.
Do we need the full council to approve this?
No.
I don't think we do.
We could just say, go for it.
We're going to follow that. I think you're good.
We're not expending any city funds.
You're going to upset all the people that got involved with the original naming of that trail. It's called the Memorial Trail, and it was attended,
we're not renaming the whole trail.
Thousands of people with lots of public testimony to name it Memorial Trail, and you're just walking over all counts. That.
Memorial to who?
Well, to anyone they wanted to.
Oh.
It's only that portion of the where the cherry blossoms are.
It was a very big event. You were there. I can't believe that you just glossed
over.
That's
what he does. Yeah.
Well, the problem, though, is someone who did it will remember 70 years from now.
Well, okay.
That's why we're only renaming that portion that walks right by the cherry tree.
So put it on consent.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Boy, that was just...
terrible.
So walk over the ghost,
and you'll give me a little.
So the motion, as soon as I get, I have it right in my email, but my email was kept going down.
I felt like I saw something at one point, but I don't.
Yeah. The motion is to name it the Cherry Blossom Trail with the
Japanese name.
Okay.
And I will give you the actual name for your minutes later. And I do apologize. I can't get my email keeps crashing.
Weird.
So. We're just putting you in charge of that, Susan.
Yes.
Thanks.
Pioneer Pavilion.
All right.
What's wrong with Pioneer Pavilion?
I would like to put Pioneer Pavilion Community Center. And this is purely for marketing purposes. So that when we say we're going to have a meeting at the Pioneer Pavilion, people don't know what that means. But if it's like, would you like to rent the Pioneer Pavilion Community Center? Would you like to have your event at the Community Center?
Would you entertain a slight modification to that? It's called the Pioneer Pavilion Convention slash Community Center.
It's so long.
Huh? Okay.
And Community Center just kind of connotates a place where community comes together to have events.
And it is what it
and
is.
And this is purely for marketing. I know you don't want to get rid of the Pioneer Pavilion.
Yeah, because right now.
Because we'd have to paint because of all the letters.
Yeah, the building. Of course, it says Pioneer Pavilion right here.
Yeah.
And then
there is room just below it.
The Chamber of Commerce wants to put a Chamber of Commerce and a Visitor's Center sign lower and on each side of where the windows are.
Underneath the lights.
Yeah, we actually have lights right here that they would actually just... So yeah, we could put that right in here.
Yeah.
I'd sure like
and this
to
is going to be a smaller font than up
I'd
here.
I'd like to know how much it's going to cost.
We can price it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
That'd be good.
Should we bring that to a future committee to say
Signs
how much the
Plus did that, or no? Special T did.
Special
that.
T did. Okay.
Yeah. Especially if you're using a slightly smaller font. Although I think it might look better with the same size font. But you could ask if they can even get those letters, because trying to match the letters might be.
We'll even fit them in there.
I want italic Cambria, with perhaps just a little bold. I'm just kidding.
Okay, we'll check
all that down. I saw.
So you want to just find out how much it's going to cost,
yeah,
and bring it back, and so we can just let it sit for now.
Yeah.
Table it until further.
Yeah, because we're the pavilion remodel is going along. We of course you obviously approved the bid, but they brought in the contract documents yesterday. I gave them the notice to proceed, which is the official. It's yours. They now have keys. Just so everyone's aware, too, they have a key to the building, and then they're also going to be picking up a key for the Old Settler and the Heritage Society rooms, because they need to physically get in there to run the pipes, the fire sprinkler. The whole building has to be sprinkled.
Yeah.
So they're.
Do they know that they shouldn't put their stuff in now? They haven't moved in yet, have they?
There's some stuff in there, mostly stuff that was already in there before.
Okay.
But they're going to be working
some furniture
around.
That they
no, we're sure
from
this,
the
is, this contractor is not the same guy that was done in Monterey, California about 15 years ago.
Hopefully not.
He's probably dead by now.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Believe it or not, they caught him again in Sacramento 6 years later.
Good news or bad news?
That's all we have.
If you're driving out of the area,
real quickly before the Children's Theater, we hired a director and a choreographer, and you know, as soon as they finish up doing what they're doing with Horizon, we'll start having auditions for the kids, and we're still trying to decide whether to have it at Horizon Middle School or the high school. So
sounds like Horizon's probably a better idea.
I think Chrissy Ford. And then she's done
this. So we're not doing a third person?
For years.
No. Okay. Actually, those two have worked really well together. And what we might do is hire some of the teens who've done the productions
That's
before and have them help a little
good.
Bit.
They could use that experience for their resume,
Ford.
Too.
Or
for like
Chrissy
a different school.
Yeah.
Or Chrissy
Ford.
Chrissy Ford and?
Rachel Pringle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or the other option that we talked about is reserving that additional money that was set aside for the salaries, stipends, to, if we're required by Horizon, if we go with Horizon, to pay to have a staff member. Like,
yeah.
And so, good idea.
And this is all good with the Watkins Community Foundation. They're comfortable with what we're doing. So that's all. Is there anything else for this committee?
Not me.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.